Well, I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Bison and Lady Bison golf coach Tim Martin. Coach had 3A state golf last weekend at Warland. Before we get into talking about individual golfers and how they perform, talk a little bit about the Warland course, how it played, and the weather during the state tournament.
I believe it's probably the best weather that we've had for state golf, at least in my tenure at Buffalo High School. The weather couldn't have been any nicer. Hardly any wind. It was sunny and 80 degrees. You know, it was just the perfect Wyoming September couple of days.
Yeah, and not crazy strong winds either.
No, it was just really, really good golf weather.
Absolutely. And the first Buffalo Bison was Wyatt Waller, finished in a tie for 13th. The junior shot an 83 on day one. An 81 on day two for a total of 164.
Yeah, Wyatt really had a good weekend. He's just improved. He's worked hard at his golf, and it shows. And it was fun to see him finish the way that he did.
Yeah, and we'll just kind of run through the rest of the Bison golfers here. Jackson Darnell finished in a tie for 57th. The junior shot a 97 on day one and a 99 on day two.
Yet, Jackson is just continuing to improve. He's got a ways to go yet, obviously, but, you know, it's good to see him step in and help us out team-wise.
And Buffalo's Jake Urity finished in 60th place. He's a senior. Now, he may not have had the best Bison score, but he was the most consistent as he shot a 102 on each day.
Yeah, I think probably that Jake was a little disappointed. I know that he was kind of struggling with his golf game the last couple of weeks, actually, and sometimes the game is just, you know, it's funky. You can't do things that you know that you can do, but you just can't do them when you want to, and I think that was kind of where Jake was at.
And then Brady Engling finished in 65th overall. The junior shot a 103 on day one and a 108 on day two.
Yeah, and there again, Brady was kind of in the same boat that Jake was, just didn't have his best stuff, and when you put a little pressure on and excuse me, obviously state golf is a big event, and unfortunately Brady just didn't quite have his best outing.
Overall, Buffalo finished in a tie for 11th, while Riverton took the overall number one spot. And shout out real quick to Riverton's Parker Paxton, the senior shot outstanding scores at the tournament. I believe it was a 68 day one, 65 day two. He's a four-time state champion.
Yeah, he's a good kid. There's no question about it. He's going to go play at CU, and you know, I wish him the best there. He's a nice kid, and you know, just a pretty darn special athlete as well as golfer. And Brady, I do want to mention Cooper Myers. Cooper played pretty well the first day, but was unable to play with us on Saturday due to a touch of stomach flu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's why I didn't see his name on the list there. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then we'll jump over to the Lady Bison. Had two golfers at state. It was Addison Bettinger of Buffalo in a tie for 19th. Addison shot a 98 on day one and a 95 on day two.
Yeah, Addie had a pretty good weekend. She's going to continue to grow as a golfer. It's just her freshman season, and I think some of the pressure that I spoke to earlier, that state tournament pressure, just, you know, it got to Addie a little bit. But she had some solid golf, and she's going to continue to grow as a player, I think.
Yeah, I would think as a freshman, probably get those butterflies the first time you're in the state tournament, but that'll probably calm down a little bit as her high school career continues.
Yeah, and her confidence will grow as she continues to grow as a player as well.
And then also for the Lady Bison, senior Ella Sanders finished in 38th, a 109 on day one, a 111 on day two.
Yeah, Ella's, again, just doesn't seem to have her best stuff when she would like to. But I just think that Ella has grown as a person so much. She through the 4 years that she's played, and it's really fun to have her along. You know, she's just a great kid.
And with just two golfers, the Lady Bison didn't qualify for a team score. Wheatland won the overall team championship, while Lovell's Erica Cook, the senior, won the individual championship, shooting a round two, 72. And Ella Cook, also a four-time state champion.
Yeah, Erica has been fun to watch as well. And I think that maybe she is going to continue on and play some college golf someplace, but I'm not sure where.
Absolutely. All right, so we're talking with Lady Bison and Bison golf coach Tim Martin. Coach, a pretty successful season overall for both these squads.
I think that we had a good year. I know that we never finished as high as we'd have liked to at the state tournament, but there again, that's just kind of some circumstances that are unfortunate that they rear their heads when they do. But we've got a nice group of young kids that are participating, and I look for the program to just continue to grow. I think Bison Golf is in a pretty good place right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned when we were talking about some of the kids that, you know, they may not have quite had it mentally during the state tournament or around here or around there. And that's such a big part of golf is you might be able to hit real well, but it's the mental part of the game that really gets people from time to time.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just not going to the driving range and hammering golf balls out there as far as you can hit them. There's an awful lot of things that get in your way when you actually step out on the golf course.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking with Lady Bison and Bison golf coach Tim Martin. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time.
You betcha, Brady. Thank you for having me.